WPHM. Local news, talk, and sports with Paul Miller continues on 1380 WPHM.
All right, it's cold out there, 41 degrees. Somehow it stays 70 degrees and sunny always in Marysville. I don't know how the mayor achieves that.
That's the way we roll. It's just that simple.
Not really. It's chilly there as well. Mayor Dan Damon from Marysville with us. Good morning, sir.
It's 41, but it feels like 42.
It's the real balmy
42.
Yeah, but you're not bad out there at all. So what's going on in Marysville? You're getting a new city hall, aren't you?
We are.
How's that going?
Pretty well. So, good, bad, or indifferent, right now construction is running pretty hot and heavy in the state of Michigan as a whole. So we have been fortunate. We've got all of the underground done. We've got all of the footings in and site prep done.
Yep.
Steel is starting to come in, so you're going to start to see that infrastructure actually go up above ground here shortly. And then just on Monday night, we approved a couple of different bids for some subcontractors, which is nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just tells you that the project is coming along nicely. You know, our target date, if you talk to Barry Kreiner, our director of our DPW, and, you know, if he's listening, don't want to put any additional pressure on him. But, you know, his target date is September, October of next year. Mine is more around July, August
to get that ribbon cut.
Yeah. And, you know, he does just an incredible job. But, it's coming along nicely. And, you know, you add that to what we have going on with the existing city hall. We've got a couple of suitors that are kicking the tires on that right now, which is nice. You know, I got to hand it to Randy Fernandez. You know, I don't know how the guy gets so much done never sleeping, but, you know, he's really been marketing that property well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think we have somebody that's probably going to come to the table on that.
All right, good stuff. Meanwhile, we're kind of at the end of golf season, baseball season, all the rec stuff kind of
It's
goes
almost
away.
Day by day, though,
yeah.
Right? I mean, a couple of days ago, you would have thought it was the beginning of golf season with the weather, but yeah, you're right. It is 41 degrees today, and you know what? I don't know. I think you said something about a high of maybe 50 or 55.
Yeah, that's about it for the
getting,
next. Yeah.
Getting a little bit chilly out there. So, golf course is still open. It's still in prime shape. You know, the only time they don't let carts out is if we've had a lot of had a lot of rain, but yeah, you can still get a cart out there. And there's still a lot of fall golf, I think, to be played. You know, as I've been paying attention, I guess, to seasons just a little bit, it just seems like the falls seem to last a little bit longer than they used to.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger. So some of that fall golf, if it's, you know, you got the diehards too, Paul. They'll get out there. It's 38 degrees and they're out there.
What, there's no snow on the ground? I guess we can go play golf.
I'm not quite that diehard of a golfer, but people do it. So, yeah, and again, if you haven't played in a while and you're just looking to get around in here and there, go check out Marysville. Brian Lentz has just done such an incredible job, him and his crew down there, and I can't say enough about the guy. You know, and it's not anything – that golf course, it's not because, you know, Randy Fernandez or somebody else is over there, you know, yelling at Brian and telling him what he needs to do. Brian's got so much passion for the game of golf, but more than that, he's got passion for that golf course and passion for the city of Marysville. So it's so easy to see that passion come through when you ride around on a cart or you walk that course and play it, because the improvements and just the care that's put into it, it's unsurpassed.
Well, it's just funny because a few years ago, that was the albatross that everybody in Marysville was saying, what are we going to do with this golf course? Let's just get rid of it. Let's sell it off. Nobody really wanted to put the time and effort and care into maintaining it.
It was always a tough question for us because, you know, golf courses are tough to operate, but we've got legacy costs on that course.
Yeah.
And when you roll in the legacy costs with the cost of maintenance, it becomes really expensive. But what we have also viewed it as is a crown jewel. You know, there's value added to be able to say that we boast an 18-hole golf course. It's part of our rec department at this point. You know, we used to run it as an enterprise fund, and we've moved it under the umbrella of rec, but still maintained, complete separate access as it relates to income and expenditure there, so we know exactly where we are. But what we found as a council and as a city, via city administration, is that it's really important to view that golf course for what it is, and that is its value added to the city, to the residents. I mean, our high school students play there. It's nice to say that they have a home course. And, you know, we've got a population that really enjoys golfing, and I think that pound for pound, you're never going to find a better deal on an annual basis than a membership at Marysville Golf Course.
Speaking of getting a lot done and never sleeping, in addition to being the mayor of Marysville and practicing law, you're also the chairman of this year's St. Clair County United Way campaign. How's that going?
I'm telling you, the campaign is going great. You know, it's the team we've been able to put together is fantastic. I think we've got 64 people on the team this year, which is, I think, the largest team we've ever had. And it's just been an outstanding start. We're clearly not done. We've got a lot of cool events, and we've got a lot of outside-the-box thinking. You know, our pace setters started at about $115,000 this year. We got a good kickoff from the Big Give. We had $30,000 to start the campaign with the Big Give. So people are recognizing, you know, what the United Way does for this community. 21 different affiliated organizations, 42 programs. And it really is just, if everybody knew what the United Way did, it would be, I think, difficult for people to not want to be a part of that in some fashion. And in this campaign here, Paul, what we're trying to do is make it all-inclusive. We want 100% touch. And what we mean by that is anybody, anywhere who wants to give is able to. Mm-hmm. And so even if they give 50 cents a week, you know, that's $26 a year. You know, if 100 people give $26 a year, that's a big difference. That's maybe one program that receives that additional money. And it's just everybody can make a difference. There's a lot of things that we do in our community where somebody shows up and it's a $50 ticket or a $100 ticket, and I am not taking anything away from those, because those are important things. But not everybody can afford that.
Right.
But I think everybody can afford 50 cents a week,
yeah.
Right? And that 50 cents a week, that might be somebody who wants to be involved with something bigger than themselves. And they might say, you know, today is the day that I want to go out and I want to help my community, and how do I do it? So if you're that person and you're listening, or you know, you're an employer and you want to be involved in the United Way this year, just give us a call at 985-8169, or, you know, you can go to the website, which is uwstclair.org. And, you know, I can tell you this, I can guarantee you we'll get somebody out there to talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
But the campaign is going great, and I can't thank my team enough. You know, you know, the people that are supporting this campaign, they're outstanding people. They're thinking outside the box. We got a zombie run coming up on October 27th down in St. Clair. Debbie Freeland from Allstate Insurance in Marysville there. She was on my team last year. I was in charge of the professionals division last year, and I brought her on as, you know, part of my team. And then she is now she's a chair for the professionals division herself this year. So she's got the position I have last year with Kathy Mills from Chemical Bank. And that zombie run is something she thought of last year, brand new money, getting people involved in a different way. And that's October 27th down at the St. Clair Plaza. And we've got, you know, the Texas Roadhouse dinner where you can go up and get 10%. You can check out United Way's Facebook page for more information on that. But, you know, we hit the ground running, and we haven't slowed down.
Well, keep up the good work.
We will. Absolutely.
Right. Dan, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Dan Damon with us on WPHM 21 past 8 o'clock on this chilly Friday morning.